Monday, July 3rd, 2023. I am Solid Proof Sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. And wherever you are, and whatever platform you are listening live or on the replay, thank you. I do hope everyone is having a wonderful day. It is a sunny, hot day here in sunny California. Hey, Shelby, how are you? Hey, Minnesota. Hi, hi. I hope everyone, you two ladies, are doing well. Shelby, I'm going to tell you, this hot weather is taking me like over an hour to water my garden in the morning. But it's looking good. I'm very happy with it. Very happy with it. Totally enjoying the fruits of the labor. The food is good. Hey, Blunt Ninja. Welcome, welcome. Another thing is that corn, it is a heavy feeder. You are right. You do have to water that twice a day. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm just talking to Shelby about my garden. We both have one, and I don't go to the store. I go to the store very rarely to buy veggies. Everything comes out of my garden, and I'm just loving it. But anyway, and Shelby has a very nice garden. Very nice garden. Hey, Shorty, welcome. Welcome. Didn't see you pop in. Welcome. Okay, y'all. So today is going to be deep, but I'm going to take it in a couple of different directions. So it's not going to be me on my militant platform, but I'll be jumping on and off. But when someone says they got what they deserved, okay, it could go a lot of different ways. One of my corn bags is sprouting. Oh, okay, cool. When you say they got what they deserve, what do you mean? When should we say that? Should we say it? Because the scenarios are different. Okay. You know, what was that? 92? Let's see, 92, 02, 12. So 30 years later, people are still saying Rodney King got what he deserved. Some people say that George Floyd got what they deserve. If someone is cheating on their, hey, Mr. B, if someone is cheating on their spouse and the spouse gets caught and the husband or wife, they want to divorce, or for some people, if one of them goes off on the other and gets violent, some people say they got what they deserve. that kid who's that bully, who every time at recess, he goes out and he's beating up kids, and someone brings a gun to school, shoots that bully dead, some people may say they got what they deserve. When should we say that? Does it ever, I mean, should you say it? And how far can you take it? The woman, I cannot remember the lady's name. But last week or a week and a half ago with the 14-year-old son in I think it was Chicago, where they're standing in line at a fast food and the guy just keeps yelling at the woman and says, if you say one more thing, he says, just get your food, just get your food. You say one more thing, I'm going to knock you out. And she said something. I don't know what she said. Maybe she was trying to reason with him. I don't know. But he started seriously wailing on her, you know, hitting her with his fist. And she calls her son and her son gets her gun, which she could legally carry, and shoots the man in his back. And he's running out of the store and they shoot him again. Now, originally the mother and the son were charged, but then when they went to see exactly what happened, the charges were dropped. Now, you come to find out that this guy had a history of being violent. Supposedly, George Floyd had a history of being violent. Supposedly, Rodney King had a history of doing drugs. But does that mean that people deserve what they got when it happened at that particular moment? Somebody's wife, somebody's husband may have a history of cheating. Every time the husband goes out of town, she's stepping out, or vice versa. Whenever she goes out of town and she's at work, you know, he is stepping out. So when does it apply? And if someone has a history of doing something prior, can you keep bringing that up for how that person either got their demise, or they're in the hospital, or they just got, you know, you know, they just got knocked out? When should you say something and when should you not? Okay, and then TQ says, like you said, it depends on the scenario, and Crazy says karma's a bitch. But again, when you look at how some people get what they got, is it deserving? If I'm doing drugs, does that mean that I deserve to get beat up by cops? If I, you know, pulled a gun on an ex-girlfriend who was pregnant, do I deserve to get, you know, unalive with a knee on my neck? If I'm stepping out, do I deserve to get beat by my husband? Does, you know, if your husband's stepping out on you, does he deserve to get shot or beat? Does that kid who's the bully, does he deserve to, you know, for the person who he's bullying to come back with a gun or whatever, baseball bat, whatever, and put them, you know, put them in a place that, you know, where hopefully you've learned your lesson, or kill them? So when does that saying go too far? I mean, because, you know, I have definitely said, I definitely think that there are people who got what they deserve. You know, I think if you have a history of violent behavior, like Crazy said, karma's a bitch. One day it is going to come back to you. You know, but I don't know. Crazy, I am following your sometimes your nope, yes, well, no. And Shorty says no. And then Crazy says too many variables. But Crazy, the scenario changes. If you have a scenario for different things, the variables are going to change. I mean, that kid who's the bully is not going to be the same person who's driving down the street at 100 miles an hour and the cops are chasing him. So, okay, so let's say that, you know, I'm going to take Ronald Green, Louisiana, 2019. He's driving away from the police, you know, over 100 miles an hour, because he's afraid that if they stop him, they're going to totally wail on him, which they did, and they killed him. You know, and they're saying, well, you should have pulled over. You should have done this, as they're totally beating. Did he get what he deserved? You know, now if he ran over some children or ran over an old lady or something like that, then does he still deserve to that extent? So, you know, if my neighbor consistently calls me names, or, you know, they're aggressive, they're verbal, whatever, you know, they keep going on and on and on and on, you know, do they get what they deserve if I scooped up some of my dog's poop and threw it over their fence? Is that, oh, well, you should have shut up. So now you're getting this, you know. But if they touch me, do I have the right to, you know, am I just going to push and shove back, or do I have the right to go in my house and get my gun and come back out and shoot them? So that's why I'm saying. And then Crazy says there's a line. There is a line. So, but what is that line? What is that line? Let's see. And TQ says, why, when it comes to the husband, is restored to violence? No, I'm saying, and I said for the woman, I said, if it's the wife, is she going to go and get a gun and shoot him? So, I mean, with the husband, I'm just saying, the woman's just getting beat up with the wife. She's trying to kill you. So, oh boy. Let's see. Hell yeah. Well, I mean, I'm just saying, hey, Penny Deb, welcome. You know, so I mean, at what point do we take it too far? You know, because I personally think, and this is me getting on my soapbox, that Rodney King went too far. I think George Floyd went too far. I think the people who and I'm playing both sides here, I think the people who beat up and threw that brick at Reginald Denny, who was just driving his truck through all the mayhem after the whole Rodney King thing. And, you know, that man, you know, has some brain damage, and he's not right to this day. I think that was wrong. That went too far. He did not deserve it. He was just in wrong place, wrong time. So are a lot of us, or people who have things happen to, are they in the wrong place at the wrong time? Did your husband come home at the wrong time? Did your wife come home at the wrong time when you were doing whatever you were doing with this other person? So, I mean, I'm just, you know, so... I knew Crazy was going to come up here. I knew she was going to come up here because I had too many hair bones. Hey, Crazy.
What's up? God, today's way busier than I anticipated, but like, this is one of those things, to be honest, nobody should say to anybody else, you got what you deserve. Because honestly, we all get what we deserve, whether that be good or bad, right? So, a lot of times, if you're like me, I don't even say that kind of stuff anymore. Like, sometimes you see someone on the side of the road talking about, it's better you than me, or you saw someone got pulled over, better you than me, and guess what? You're going to pay for that little remark, you know what I'm saying? So, like, but there is a line, what do you stack up against? You know, I was just talking with somebody about this, about applying stuff to the game. I didn't get caught for this, but I did get caught for that. I could be mad about that, or I could chalk that up to the game. Just remember, there's things that happen along the way. Now, I'm not saying someone getting killed is ever deserved. You know what I'm saying? But that's not up to us, right? That's universal karma. You should never say, oh, that person got what they deserved. On the other hand, if that person was a child molester, even if that's not the circumstances that they died, most people are not going to give a damn. Well, oh, well, nothing lost there.
I was just going to bring that scenario up. So does it matter in society's eyes if it was a child molester and they died in a fiery crash, as opposed to someone who was beating on his wife or beating on his kids every day? Do you think society sees it differently?
I think in both cases, in those particular cases, most people, it's not that it's acceptable, right? It's not that we think it's, oh yeah, killing people, yeah, fuck it, whatever. It's that who cares? Who gives a damn? They were wasting air. You know, they were already taking up air they shouldn't have been taking up. That's not our decision. Also, you didn't do it. But wishing that's like, to me, I have a problem with wishing death on people, because that's, you know, like, I just don't believe that, even on your worst enemy, because first of all, it's not our job to wish death or judge people for whether they should die or live, right? There's only one person that decides that, in my eyes anyway. So, but if they got their ass beat to the brink of, you know, well, I may not say that out loud, but in my head, be like, yeah, maybe you deserve that one.
Okay, so let's bring it back to, or let's change it up. The scenario goes from adults to children. So again, that schoolyard bully, you know, a bully. We're not just saying verbal stuff, but he or she, they're physical, you know. And one day, you know, my son or, you know, your daughter, whomever, they say, I'm tired of this. They, you know, may not bring a gun to school, but they, you know, next thing you know, they pull out that baseball bat or they're doing this or this, and they seriously hurt this other, this bully, or possibly kill him. You know, is it fair to say, well, he got what he deserved?
That's a line. That's that line I'm talking about. You know, I'm all for tit for tat. You punch me in the face, I'm gonna punch you in the face, you know, kind of thing. And I always told my son, don't let nobody hit you, hit him back. I don't care if the school calls me and be like, who hit who first? That's where I'm going on. You know what I'm saying? Trip them, smack them around, kick them, whatever. You know, I'm not saying don't beat them up.
That child's rage is just so, like, I'm just fed up. I'm sick and tired of it. And my rage is so much that I am hitting this person back, but my rage takes over. Can I be blamed for that? Because this kid has been beating my ass every day for the last three months, and I've gone to the teachers. I've done everything that I am supposed to do.
My mother's
supposed to come up to school. Nobody's doing anything. And then one day I'm just like, he or she hit me, and I turn around and I hit him so hard that I seriously hurt them.
That wasn't intentional. But you're talking, there's a difference between intentionally beating somebody to death and just hitting them in the wrong spot, or just hard enough, or, you know what I'm saying, or your rager was out of control. That's, and you're talking about young people. So, and the reality is that's a whole different scenario. Is it malicious? Like, is it malicious talk? You know what I'm saying? Or was it not malicious? Was it intentionally? You know, yeah, that person might have been picking on you every day. Does that mean that you, because you raged out because you were upset, that this makes it right? No.
Okay, but then again, though, every scenario is different, and you don't know what someone's breaking point is, especially if they've gone and done
all the right things.
Okay.
But right. Because there is a line, is what I'm saying. That doesn't mean, okay, well, this guy, I had this kid, this one guy, I hated to be poked in my side. Okay. Hated it. Like, it made me jump and I hated it. There was this one kid all though, through 3 years of my fucking high school, every time he saw me, he did that. And I was like, boy, if I ever catch you, and he was this little scrawny motherfucker, and he would run fast. Oops, I forget where I'm at, my bad, my language. He would run fast, right? And like, what, now tell me, because that made me mad. Like, he would annoy, like, to the point of where I would want to rage out on him. Had I smashed his head into a locker, and he got a serious concussion, brain injury, something like that, tell me. Was him poking me in the side just because I had a bad day, or I raged out, or I can't control my emotions? Did he deserve to get his face smashed into a locker? Probably not.
No. Okay, but let me ask this. Let's say he poked you one day and you turned around and said, I said, would you stop? And you pushed him. And his head still went into that locker, and he still has some serious issues, whatever. What do you say to that? Can they come back to you and say, you know, it was an accident? But
there's two things. You're talking one, because me saying, yes, I smashed his head to a locker, that's malicious intent. The other one is I turned around and pushed him hard enough, and unfortunately there was a cement wall behind him, and boom, right? So that is an accident. It's not even claiming an accident. That was an accident. Because in that case, yeah, no, he still didn't deserve it. You know what I mean? But it was an accident. I didn't take him and smash him into a locker. You know what I mean? Like, because there's a difference there. I intended to hurt him in one, and the other one, I just tried to get him to fuck off. You know what I mean?
Okay, so
he still didn't deserve it in either scenario.
Okay, so the same kid is poking you, and you turn around and you said, I told you to stop, and you smacked him. I mean, you know, he the only thing that happened is it may have stung, and he may have been embarrassed, and other kids around may have laughed. But at that point, if someone says, well, you got what you deserve, she kept telling you to stop, you know, and then she smacked you.
Yep. I've done that to people before. I mean, come on. There's scenarios where you're just like, are you serious? Why are you, how are you the victim here? You're not the victim. And that's when you tell somebody about themselves. You got what you deserve, because listen, you don't know how to listen. You don't know how to stop when you've been told too many times. And that's what I'm talking about, the punch in the mouth theory. Nobody can do that now, right? Nobody punches nobody in the mouth. That's why everybody keeps running their mouth. Some people deserve to get punched in their mouth. There are scenarios where people should be punched in their mouth. You know what I'm saying? But you're talking about malicious intent versus accidental, because of somebody's rage, emotional, because emotional rage is your problem, technically, not the person, because they're not the only person that made you rage out like that. There's no way that person is the only person in your life or that day was the reason that you raged out so much that you killed somebody. That there's no way that responsibility falls on the person who's dead. Oh, you deserve that. You're innocent. The guy that shot the guy, the 14-year-old that shot the guy in the food stand, that dude punched his mama in the face multiple times. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm not saying that he deserved to necessarily die, but he definitely, at the very least, somebody should have did him like he did that chick. You know what I'm saying?
So when you see things like that, and again, I'm talking just about that particular scenario. When you see things like that, do you think that that's going to make people think twice before they go off on somebody? Yeah. Because somebody's son, yes, or daughter, or husband, or wife could be sitting right there and turn around, or even that person could pull out a gun and just shoot you.
If people had more consequences for the stuff they do, they wouldn't do it. The problem is the consequence is not, the justice system obviously is crap. So we know that consequence, no matter, you know, and unfortunately, because there's people that do really nasty things that have never seen a day in jail or an ass whooping versus people that do nothing that are sitting in jail. So,
okay, crazy. But at the same time, and I'm going to throw this over to cops, because I have a problem with them. No, problem, you know, sure. When they go off the handle, when they go too far. You know, it's like, you know, is it, oh, I mean, just again, just because, you know, like you said that, you know, well, if you weren't speeding, you wouldn't have done that. Okay, then pull me over, give me a ticket, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. do you have to beat my ass and possibly kill me?
That's why we're saying that we know that it's not a justice system. It's a power control thing for most of them. It really is. And honestly, not just them. There's so many people that abuse their power. The unfortunate thing is police have guns. That's the difference between their abuse and power and somebody else. You know what I mean? Because they are almost always excused for that shit and they know it. So that's why I'm saying, like, that's abuse. And I'm not an in cab. Like, I don't believe all cops are bad. I know cops, some cops, and none of them were like that. But, like, the unfortunate part of it is that more than probably half the force is either bad or compliant. And that means that they just don't say anything. Right, you know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
And that's something that's a huge, that's a whole other show too. It's like, if you're looking at, Do you say, did someone get what they deserve if they're ever in a situation where someone abuses their power and kills them? No. You know why I say that? Because people can say what they want about George Floyd, right? Okay, he had priors, this and that. Doesn't matter. That stuff at that moment when they were killing that man didn't matter. Didn't matter.
Yeah.
He can pay for that live, right? Right. He can pay for that. You took it upon yourself to be judge and jury right then and there. That is not right. I don't care what a person did because no human should be allowed to tell another person if they live or die. And the thing is I can say all of that, but then if somebody like did something to my son, I'd be like, well, he got what he deserved, you know? So I'm just saying there's scenarios, but.
Okay, so let's go to the jury system. Do juries have the same thing? I mean, because sometimes juries get things the things wrong.
Sure.
Should it be that you need 12 people to all agree on sending this person, you know, to prison? Or should it be, well, 10 people said yes and 2 people said no, so that man's still going? Or 10 people said no and the other 2 said yes? I mean,
I wouldn't change the system. Do you know why I wouldn't? I'll tell you why. Let me not even ask a dumb question. First of all, you get a choice. You get a judge or a jury. You get a choice in a trial. Do you want the judge to decide? Because you can go based off what your trial is, right? If you think your judge is kind of chill, you can really choose the judge option, and there are judges like that. You see what
right,
I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, there are.
You get the option to choose a jury. Now, you don't know any of those people. They're human. We all know we make mistakes. How many times do we all disagree, right? Because we're human. That's just what we do. We don't always see things the same. The reason why I wouldn't change the system now is because if you lock up a jury, then you get no judgment. Unfortunately, it causes a mistrial. And in some cases, I wish that wouldn't happen. But there's some cases where it should happen because there should be one or two people that are like, no. Like, they threaten them to make them like that. Basically, well, if it's not a majority, they basically make them feel like they lose if they don't make a decision. So a lot of times they always go with guilty. That's why you see more guilty than not guilty. So, like, I don't think that it being a majority versus my minority vote would make any difference in the case. Because there's only ever, like, one or two that say no.
Okay. All right. You know, just that, you know, when I, you know, hear they got what they deserve, you know, the scenarios are different and you know, even when you go to children, when children get in trouble for taking that cookie and, you know, and then they're put on timeout or, you know, whatever, you know, it's like, is it appropriate to say, well, you got what you deserve. I told you.
Have you ever said that to yourself? I have. I'll be like, I deserve that.
You know, yeah, you know, and yeah, I mean, so it's like, you know, every scenario is different. And do these people who, and I'm talking about people in authority and people who are doing things that are wrong, do you think that they'll ever learn that you went too far? I went too far. I never should have done that. I never should have said that. I took this too far.
Some people will learn and some people won't. And some people will never learn because they're never going to get the consequence that they need to learn because they're above or whatever. They got some loophole or whatever. There's just people that are just shit. And so they're going to find a way to be the exception, right? That's just what it is. So they're going to abuse that or whatever. And then there's going to be people that are going to use that to their advantage, which we see that too. You got what you deserved. We see the other side of it too. Really crazy ass ones where they're like, oh, well, look at their upbringing. Oh my God, poor them. They were beat as a child. So now went out and shot up a school. Man, get that out of there. Nobody cares about their past at that point, right? Nobody cares about that. But why do they try to downplay that when it comes to that? Why do they try to show how sad that is and why there might be a reason why it would be acceptable for someone to ever do that? Right.
See, the problem that I have with that is, you know, you have a lot of people whose childhood was not that great and you don't see them going shooting up schools. So that's what I say.
I'm a poster child for it.
Right. So when people say, well, you know, the home life and, you know, this happened. Well, you know, there are millions of people who are, you know, went through some effed up stuff and, you know, they're living day to day. They're not going, you know, so yeah, I don't like it.
I have a million reasons why I could be the biggest jerk on earth, honestly. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could come up with a million excuses for it and I could pull at your heartstrings all day long. You make a decision as an adult whether you want to use them to crutch your shitty ways all your life or if you want to be an adult and change generational curses and whatnot, right? But the reality is if someone says that you got what you deserved, that has to be a karmic revenge in order for that to apply perfectly. And that's never going to be the case because it's going to be based on people's judgment of each other. Regardless, and the problem is the judgment doesn't fall under the justice, right? Judgment and justice aren't the same. Judgment and justice aren't the same. And it people judge people based on not what they did, but who they are, where they come from, what color they are, their poverty level, their whatever. So that's why I say that none of it, the get what they deserve is, you said something you shouldn't have said, get punched in your mouth. That's a deserving, yes, they deserve that. Anything else that's not revenge of the same caliber is what you were offending with is not deserved. That's beyond that, right? You want to say, oh, but I don't think that anybody who gets killed, I don't think I could ever be like, yeah, they deserve that. However, I have turned a blind eye to like, I don't care. Who cares? I didn't kill him, but I don't care that they're dead.
But isn't that almost the same thing of saying they got what they deserved? If you
no, but I didn't say that. I didn't judge them. All it said is, who cares?
All right. Okay. So let me ask this, and I'm, you know, I'm talking about a movie here. I am dating myself, but this came out in the 90s. If any of you guys remember Farrah Fawcett in The Burning Bed. Do you remember that movie?
I do remember that.
Okay. And she, I mean, her husband was, I mean, every day he's beating her ass, beating her. And, you know, the kids are seeing it. You know, he would basically tell the kids to go in the bedroom and he would just literally beat her up. His mother and father knew. They knew what was going on, but nobody did anything. You know, she reached out. Nobody did anything. So one day
She set his ass on fire.
She set him on fire. You know, he went through one of his little drunken things, and he went to bed and he was asleep. She got the kids and put them in the car, said she'll be right back. And she puts, you know, she lit his ass on fire.
She didn't even try to hide it either. She was just like, yeah.
She didn't, you know, and so she, she was arrested and she had the trial, and his parents are like, you know, giving her the, you know, stank eye, you know, the entire time. And she ended up getting off. But, you know, that I remember that movie came out because there was a lot of talk at that point about, did he get what he deserved?
And I'm not talking about went to jail for that. You are not. Listen, I'm all for getting your, you know, getting the revenge, eye for an eye, right? I'm all for that. I personally don't believe, and it would be really hard struggle for me if it had something to do with someone that I would kill for, you know what I mean? But I don't believe we're allowed to make the decision whether someone's lives or dies. I don't believe that. I only believe there's one person that's supposed to do that. So
okay, but crazy, at the same time, I mean, because you have women now who are sitting in jail, and they didn't necessarily burn their significant others or anything, but you know, but they killed them. But it was at a point where, again, I did everything I was supposed to do. I did this. I did.
Judge and jury.
You're right. You're right. But
there's still laws. That's the problem.
But if he were coming at her while he was still up,
self-defense,
walking around, okay, they're self-defense. But what if someone overpowers you and, you know, and you're just saying to yourself, I just can't take this anymore. I just can't take this anymore. And, you know, you do try to fight back, but he beat your ass some more because you're fighting back, you know, so
that's still self-defense.
Right. It is. And if I recall, I'm trying to see now. I'm going to have to go and I'm going to have to.
There is a loophole for that too. Like there's even a loophole for lovers, like rage beyond sight or rape. It's for, there's a couple of laws that actually, but I'm not sure that it's a federal thing. Like, I don't know what states they apply in, or like I've heard of, you know, like the lover's rage, or so just so blinded by whatever it was, or a lot of them was plead insanity, right? You're going to get off on a technicality because you're technically blinded by whatever, like blinding emotions, and doctors would testify to this shit. But that doesn't mean that they still got what they deserved. Because it's you're taking a life. You're not just beating them to death. Like
No. And I totally get it. And this movie, I'm looking it up now. This movie was inspired by a true story. But
Lifetime.
You know, do you, and guys, this is another movie that, again, it was a true story. And when I saw it, I was like saying to myself, shoot him again, shoot him again, shoot him again, shoot him again. It was with Brian Dennehy, which some of you guys may know and may not know, but he was, again, a true story where is this little town, and this man was just the town bully. I mean, he would just bully everybody. He beat his wife. He was mean to his kids. He was just a mean man. And he would just go in and he would beat up people and go into people's shops and tear it up and, you know, again, beat people, you know, try to rape women and everything. And one day he's sitting in his pickup truck after he went and did whatever he was going to do in the bar, being nasty. And one of the townspeople went and shot him with the shotgun. Another townsperson took the same shotgun, shot him again. He was shot he was shot 20 times with this shotgun. So when the police came, they had to call, I think they called the FBI out, because no one would say, well, what happened? We're like, I don't know. Well, I don't know. Did you see it? Nope. I mean, it's like, so it's broad daylight and nobody sees it. Nope. Nope.
Would you turn a blind eye?
If he were like that at that particular time, I probably would. And he ended up, the family, family ended up leaving town, and the wife, who had just been beat to a pulp by this man, just her dignity and everything, she was like, I can't believe you did this to my husband. They were looking at her like, he got what he did, what he deserved. So again, I understand fully what you're saying. I totally get it. But again, there's that breaking point.
I would walk away from that breaking point.
Yeah.
If I was not, I would not shoot the person, but if they were getting, like, if I would turn a blind eye to that. I would. Okay. And it's because I'm not doing it. I'm not making the decision. That decision was made by a whole other people. It's a tough decision. There's some people that'd be like, I can't walk away. It's against the law. It's a law, but look, you got to understand that the laws really ain't on our side anyways. If you're looking for tit for tat, right? Okay, well, they helped me, so I'm supposed to be on the blue side. I'm on the blue side. I back the blue, but I'm not going to back certain things. And look, somebody else, matter of fact, I don't even have to tell. There were so many people there. Somebody else is going to. I'm going to walk away. I'm just going to walk away. But I'm not going to go, oh, he deserved, like, that's what I'm saying, is I wouldn't be there and be like mocking the person and saying he deserved that. And so, like, because again, not saying if he did or didn't, that's not my decision to make. That's a judge and jury. You're talking about someone dying or being unalived, right? So that's not my decision to make. That to me would be like, well, okay, that's you boasting on top of, or you, does, I don't know how to explain it. Like, enough.
I totally get it. And would I have picked up the shotgun? Probably not. Would I have walked away and said, yeah, well, that person did it, that person? Nope. I would have kept my mouth shut.
No. And yeah. I wouldn't have said nothing. Yeah. I'd have turned a blind eye to it for sure. There's scenarios where I know I'm not going to say anything. There's scenarios where you're not going to be faulted if you don't say anything. Nobody said you had to get in everything. Like, if you put yourself in the middle of it, okay, then that's your bad. But you know what? Sometimes things get taken care of and you don't have, just go on about your business. Unfortunately, is someone getting hurt? Yes, maybe. But that's where you struggle, right? Am I supposed, like, someone's getting, but look what the person is. They're just evil. So they're not getting what they deserve in my eyes because I can't make that decision. But maybe that was their judgment day. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. All right. So I want to read what Fairview says. He says, to you, yep, you got the courts of public opinion and then the actual court prosecuted by your peers. So what about the woman? And again, and I don't believe at all this is they got what they deserve for this particular woman. But you guys remember the story? It was like early 1960s, maybe late 50s. I think it was early 1960s in New York. I cannot remember the woman's name. I'm trying to look it up, but I can't find it. But she was being raped and murdered on a New York street, and 40 or so people saw it and closed the windows or closed their blinds, and that was it. And then the next day, the police are like, well, did you see it? And no one wanted to say anything. So do you think that those people, when you turn a blind eye, that you're guilty, not because yes, you turned a blind eye because of the bully, but you turned a blind eye of this person who really needed help?
Sure. And that's against the law to not render aid. That's a freaking law. You are supposed to, by law, render aid.
Okay, and how do you prove that I actually saw it? Or how do you prove that
you can't unless there's a witness or there's, like, people that videotape stuff. I believe anybody who videotapes something like that should be prosecuted. I believe that wholeheartedly. Like, you're videotaping, like, someone literally hurting an innocent person. Innocent in that situation. Maybe not innocent, but who knows? But innocent in that situation. That's against the law to not render aid, to stand there. obviously they can't arrest everybody that ever does that. You know what I'm saying? But
would you say the same thing goes to cops, that you see a cop doing something and you're trying to render aid and they're saying, you know, stay back, and they're pulling their gun?
I think that they should be held accountable for that.
Okay.
Because I've seen multiple people try to like say something, and then that's the problem. They use fear and weapons to hold people back. That's the problem. Because, you know, if you say anything, you're risking your life. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, that you're risking every bit of your life. That's why it's always, there was one thing to me when a lot of people were like, oh, well, use your privilege for something better, right? I'm going to tell you, I'm the one that'll speak up, because I have spoke up in the past. And I'm like, that's not necessary. You know, like, it's just not. I've even had them come across. I've been in quite a few scuffles and stuff like that. And that's unnecessary. But they're going to do that because they have the power to that, and you have no power to stop that. In that scenario, you cannot be at fault. Because a person is threatening you with you could literally be killed. It's not like they're threatening to punch you in the face. They have a gun pointed at you. You're not going to, for you not to comply has nothing to do with you. That's you saving your life, and there's nothing wrong with that. Right?
Okay, so I'm going to bring up Jeffrey Dahmer. I always bring him up. Jeffrey Dahmer. He was killed in prison. Did he get what he deserved?
I don't know, but maybe that was his judgment day. Okay. Maybe that's when he got what he deserved by the person who judged what time and whatever and whatnot.
Okay.
So that's the problem. How do we know when anybody's judgment day is? You and I, or me, I don't know when my last day is or when I'll be judged and tried. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel until the day you are judged and tried, you know, when it's your time to go, you go. So he could have been tried, could have been whatever.
Do you think people, and I'm getting not religious, but I'm going down that do-do-do-do-do-do road. Do you think that somebody like Jeffrey Dahmer, or, you know, somebody like him who dies in prison, or they die a violent death, do you think that, like, right before they take their last breath, that they are saying to themselves, this is why this is happening to me? Do you think that pops
most of the time?
Okay.
And that's a way to justify, you know what, you're going to die. I might as well have a reason why I'm going to die. And, you know, that's one of those scenarios where I would have been like, so what? Like, I don't know. Like, I guess you're just a waste of air, truthfully, a waste of resources, because you're not good to society or for society. Right. So people that didn't have anything else to lose took your life, they can't be judged again. The only next person to judge them is when they die, right? So, whatever. I wouldn't have an opinion.
Petty Depp said, save taxpayers money. You know, and I agree with that, because when you have somebody who you know did something that was like just absolutely wrong, and, you know, in California, if you're found guilty, and you know, I mean, it's like with the benefit of you know that person did it. In California, you will sit in prison for the next 30 years doing appeals and everything else, you know, whatever. And I have a problem with my tax money going to support someone like, you know, Scott Peterson, you know. So that's where I think that with the judicial system, it should go to the way they used to do it back in the 1700s in Newgate prison back in London, where if you wanted to live a certain way in prison, your family had to pay for it. If your family could not pay, then you were, you know, living with the rats and the roaches, you know, whatever. And that's the way it is. You know, I don't believe that taxpayers should pay for prisoners being in prison. I'm sorry.
Well, you're still going to always have to pay, right? Even if a person is indigent, because there's a lot of indigents, right?
Yeah,
but I agree. if they're and in federal prison, you can do that. If you got money, you live large in federal prison. And in some other prisons, it's like that too. They do spend a lot of money on their own stuff. Most of the time, the reason why you're spending so much money, there's actually more, a lot of private prisons now too. So they're not owned by the state or the government. They're owned by private entities. So, but the people that stay in those are the money, the ones that can afford basically to be in that kind of situation and stuff. So you know, but you're 100% right. In most prisons, you may be paying a lot, but when I tell you that the conditions are not like if somebody is in the lap of luxury, I can promise you it's not. So what we're paying more than we should, absolutely. Personally, I'd rather not pay a damn penny. You know what I mean? But they're still going to have to eat somehow. So somebody's going to pay for it somewhere. Even if it's bologna sandwiches, which when I tell you there are jails out there that only have that for food. I stayed in one for nearly 4 months. Bologna sandwiches, almost every meal. So there's some that aren't costing the same as others. I think that a lot of the tax dollars are pocketed more than going to the prison.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
The lotto money that's supposed to go for education.
Yeah, absolutely. So like,
right.
That's the thing. But the problem is people are like, well, just kill them. You know, that again, see, for me, that goes against what I believe, that a human's not supposed to technically kill another human. Right. So, because you're not a judge, you're not, how do you judge somebody else? Your judgment is not wrong because you don't know everything, right? So you're not supposed to do that. Again, that would go against me. If someone messed with my son, I'm going to prison. So.
Oh, yeah.
And see, that's the responsibility. Am I supposed to go in there and say, well, I did that, but he deserved it? If that's the case, right? If I'm allowed to say that, then you shouldn't be able to judge me. I should go, oh, well, he deserved that, so it doesn't matter. But that's not the case. That's why I say there's a line between he deserved that because they got punched in the mouth because they can't shut up, and unaliving somebody because they did something, even though in your eyes they deserved it. That doesn't mean the justice is. That's all, you know, like the end all be all.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true. Death row does cost more.
Slavery, crazy laces, no luxury there. Petty Depp says it costs more to put someone to death than to let them rot. I don't know. But I will say, if somebody did something to my son, yeah, I would definitely be in prison.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you right now, like without a hesitation. And if they ask me, did I think they deserved it? I would say yes. But again, just because I say yes doesn't mean I'm not guilty of doing what I did. It's still against the law. You know,
I'm going to say yes, and I'm not guilty.
I don't, you know, I mean, that's what I'm saying. My plea would be, this is why I did it. And in those scenarios, a lot of times, there's loopholes for that.
Yeah, it is. So,
but did they deserve it? In my eyes, sure. You mess with my, I told you not to mess with my kid. And if you did, matter of fact, I didn't tell you anything. If you mess with my kid, that's it. It's over for you. And I'm only going to prison if they catch me. So play with me if you want to.
This is true. And Deb says, difference between opinions and final judgments. Well, there's always a difference with opinions. And y'all know I always got opinions. So, but y'all, that's all I got. There will be no show tomorrow. So
I'm unacceptable
on Wednesday. Oh, crazy, 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 crazy. One of these days.
Yeah.
Just when we meet, just leave the knife at home, please.
Oh, I don't do that. I got like several in my vehicle and on my person at all times.
Oh boy, we just don't take it out.
No, it stays where it is until necessary. Only if you deserve it.
Only if I deserve it. Only if I deserve it. It's like, well, what happened? Crazy went to see Sal and Sal's dead. What happened? Well, she deserved it. I don't know what happened, but you know, she deserved it. So, but anyway, y'all. So Crazy, you have any last words? And thank you for popping up on the panel.
Yeah, of course. Appreciate you having me. No, I just, you know, people should learn to judge less, worry about what you're doing and not what everybody else is doing, right? But also be on the side of see something, say something, but use it in scenarios where you're helping somebody who is deserving. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, I don't know. That's such a tough subject, because it's like, you know, we're not supposed to judge people, but we still do or whatever, and it is what it is. So have the days you deserve.
Yeah. Well, I am going to leave y'all with, it doesn't relate to the show or anything. I just like Diana Ross's version of the song, so I'm playing what I like, and that is Diana Ross, Good Morning Heartache. So I'm going to leave y'all with that, and again, I will be back on Wednesday, but here you go.
Good morning, heartache, you old gloomy sight. Good morning, heartache, thought we said goodbye last night. I tossed and turned until it seemed you had gone. But here you are with the dawn. Wish I'd forget you, but you're here to stay. It seems I met you when my love went away. Now every day I start by saying to you, good morning, heartache, what's new? Just leave me alone. I've got those Monday blues, straight through Sunday blues. Good morning, heartache, here we go again. Good morning, heartache, you're the one.
And that's it, y'all. So no show for Crazy tonight. And Shorty, I don't know if you said you are not having a show tonight. But anyway, guys, I will see you guys on Wednesday. Bye.